Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being flexible in terms of the timing of this press conference. I'm now back in Washington, D.C., took the train down from Philadelphia here with a number of governors, and we have a Democratic governor's meeting that starts shortly, but certainly a very historic day in Philadelphia. It's perhaps the first and only time that a president-elect has met with the National Governors Association during a transition. The vice president-elect was also there, and we had a very productive meeting in Independence Hall. There were, I believe, 50 governors represented from the states and the territories. And we really focused on three things. Number one, the president-elect talked about his goal of really partnering with governors across America in a bipartisan way to help address the many challenges that our country is faced with, whether it's related to the current economic crisis or responding to natural disasters. He really wants to build a partnership with those of us on the front lines across the country, and again stress the bipartisan effort. And number two, we talked about infrastructure, and if there's another round of economic stimulus from Congress and the new administration, which appears to be likely, there would be an emphasis on infrastructure. Obviously roads and bridges. One of the points that we made to the president-elect is that that will create jobs instantly. For example, in Iowa, we have about $150 million worth of projects that are ready to go, infrastructure projects, primarily roads and bridges. And that could create as many as 6,000 new jobs. Obviously, governors in a bipartisan way feel strongly that that would help in terms of putting people to work and increasing the number of orders. It would have a real ripple effect for many businesses related to the construction and infrastructure, road building, bridge building industry. And then one of the points that I made in a private session with the president-elect and the vice president-elect is that I hope our focus on infrastructure in the stimulus package and in the future with the new administration not only focuses on roads and bridges, but rail and grid as well. I particularly focused on the importance of getting our electric grid built out so that Iowa can really maximize our potential to be a net exporter of wind energy. But we can only do that with a solid partnership with the new administration, not only in perhaps them helping build certain segments of the grid, moving and transmitting power, but just as importantly, really breaking through the bureaucratic and regulatory red tape that very often hampers wind development projects. It's the Federal Electric Regulatory Commission, for example, has enormous power to really speed up these state and regional wind energy projects. But right now there's a lot of bureaucracy at that level, at that agency, that a number of governors talked about today, and we want to streamline that regulatory process so that these wind energy companies can build these wind farms, and that we have a transmission in place across the state of Iowa, across the Midwest, and ultimately across the nation. And then finally, we talked about other ways that the federal government could help during this economic challenge, and we focus specifically on Medicaid assistance, unemployment, compensation assistance, food stamps. We want to make sure that those Iowans and those American citizens that are being most affected by this economic downturn, those that, for example, have lost their job and or their health care, have a safety net, if you will, through the federal programs designed to help those individuals and those families, even if it's temporary assistance. We finally believe that if we can provide the economic stimulus necessary in the form of infrastructure projects, that will provide the jobs that maybe Iowans have lost, and then all over time they'll reduce their dependence on some of these Medicaid and food stamp programs that they might need, at least to get them back on their feet during the most severe part of this recession. So overall, a great meeting. I was honored to be there representing the state of Iowa, and had an opportunity to personally talk about some of these issues affecting our state with both the president-elect and the vice president-elect. And I think our message collectively as governors was very well received today. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Governor, when you're looking at an economic stimulus for infrastructure, I mean, wouldn't that only help one segment of the population? I mean, those who are in that sort of industry? I mean, it's not going to help the journalists who are being laid off today, for example.
Well, it certainly will help the areas of the state where these projects are going to move forward. I think there are roughly 20 counties, for example, where we've got ready to go projects. So that economic stimulus, that cash flow, if you will, into those parts of the state will help. The dollars invested for those projects will be turned over several times, and so it will help some of the businesses on main streets in those areas. You also are talking about as many as 6,000 new jobs, so spouses and all family members will benefit directly if someone in the family can, the father or the mother getting, being able to get a new job in this area. So it's certainly a part of the equation. But you're right, it's not going to necessarily be a silver bullet for everyone. So that's why we're looking at a broad-based overall approach here. We've already done the first round in terms of supporting financial services, and that helps a lot of companies, obviously, in Iowa. We've talked about doing what we can to help the banks and credit unions. So this is another piece of what will be a long-term plan to turn this economy around.
Governor, what was the president-elect's reaction to your suggestion about speeding the process for wind energy development and building that grid based on wind energy?
It was very, very positive. In fact, between the president-elect and the vice president, I think my point about investing in the grid and cutting through the regulatory red tape related to building the grid and just even making improvements currently in the grid, maintaining it, making it more efficient, the vice president afterwards told me that, you know, that it, that message really hit home with him, and he heard me loudly and clearly, and he agreed with what I was saying. He made a point of telling me that after the formal part of the meeting, and I was fortunate enough to have the chance to speak only about six or eight governors, given the time constraints, had the opportunity to kind of weigh in, and I was fortunate enough to be the only one that talked about the grid and the importance of that part of our infrastructure, and how important it'll be to invest in the grid and to make it fully efficient. And to cut through the red tape so that Barack Obama's plan to create millions of new green-collar jobs, to break free from our dependence on imported oil and give our country a new source of energy and reaching our potential in renewable energy related to wind, you know, that I think the president-elect, as well as anyone, understands that that's got to be a part of the game plan. And I think it was refreshing, finally, for everyone in the room to know that it's not just about money here. I mean, the changing and reforming the regulatory scheme related to building the grid and approving wind farm projects in Iowa and other parts of the nation, that doesn't cost a penny. In fact, we have companies, wind energy companies, utility companies, that are going to will pay for building out certain sections of the grid. They'll pay for, they're ready to build more wind farms, but they can't because we haven't extended the wind production tax credit for a long enough period. That's part of Barack Obama's plan. We want a five-year extension of that tax credit. That, over time, will be an important investment. But number two, because of the red tape and the bureaucracy, these good ideas and these good projects are being deferred indefinitely at a time when we desperately need to throttle down and move forward on our opportunities related to wind energy. So we talked about that, the regulatory and the bureaucratic hurdles related to other issues as well. The other point I made was we've got to get this disaster money out the door more quickly and more efficiently from the federal agencies that have it. In June of this year, $26 billion. In September, $26 billion was approved by Congress, appropriated, yet dozens of states, including Iowa, are still waiting anxiously for the majority of that money. So I also made that point to the president-elect and the vice president-elect that you want economic stimulus, get the tens of billions of dollars that have been earmarked for Iowa for flood relief through HUD and Human Services and FEMA, get them to the states and to the people that desperately need it, and you're going to have an infusion of stimulus. And that's not going to cost any additional money. That money's already been appropriated. We just have to cut through the bureaucracy to get the money out the door. That's why I'll be meeting tomorrow with Secretary Preston at HUD to try to speed up and streamline the process in actually getting this CDBG money out the door. And we also need to reduce the number of strings that are attached to the federal money. They limit often how you can use much of the disaster relief money, and we're going to talk to the new administration about streamlining that and making it easier and giving the states more flexibility in how we use it.
All right, folks, any more questions? We're running a little bit short on time, but we have time for one more.
Governor, you mentioned that...
Quad Cityans react to the news that the U.S. is officially in a recession and has been for nearly a year. How some are trimming their budgets in these tough economic times. Hi, I'm Tommy Lane. Also coming up at 5, deer hunting is underway in some Bettendorf neighborhoods, and some homeowners are not happy about it. Plus, what Quad Cityans are saying about the government bailing out the car industry. Join us weather and sports tonight on CBS 4 News at 5.
For the first time with governors, when in the past it would have waited until he was president. What's the significance of that? What does that say about the new administration?
Well, I think it really, really shows that the president-elect and his entire team are focused on getting off to a very good start. They are showing the country that and the world that they're prepared and ready to lead.
Deer are taking over some Bettendorf neighborhoods, and hunters
really
are allowed to take
decisions.
Aim with their bow and arrows. Why that has some neighbors
moving quickly at a time when we desperately need it. America can't wait for
back on spending
for solutions. We've got a lot of
we'll
challenges ahead of us,
and another
and
round
I,
of snow
I think
in the
the
area.
Fact that the president-elect and his team are moving so quickly and making very important appointments, cabinet appointments, and extending a hand out and showing a willingness to work with governors across America just shows the type of leadership from President-elect Obama that our country desperately needs at a critical time. Thank
Governor,
you all very much. Go ahead. That's
you.
Fine.
Before you go, are you able to tell us anything about those proposals for budget cuts that were submitted by your state agencies last week?
You know, we are going to have a lot more to say about that early next week. I am going to review these recommendations with Lieutenant Governor, with our Department of Management and Budget staff, and we're going to need to take some time here to really look at the options that we have on the table, and I'll make some decisions as soon as possible, and we'll formally roll out that plan early next week.
Okay.
And you will all be invited to be a part of that, obviously.
All right. Thank you all.